E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Dallas, Republicans in the second and final day of what's been described as a Trump-palooza, an unusual midterm convention. President Trump again scheduled to speak tonight. Sagamagani reports last night he made an extraordinary pledge.
The president says if the GOP holds both the House and Senate majorities come November,
I will issue a dividend to every adult citizen in the United States of America for $5,000.
It's a dubious gambit with Republican fortunes sagging.
It will be called the Trump dividend.
And is both financially and politically implausible, and would cost the nation a lot, likely more than $1 trillion. It reflects the president's apparent calculation that he needs something bold to boost GOP chances. He lamented during last night's Republican convention that in modern times, a president's party usually loses midterm seats.
We've got to change that.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
He will be remembered for rot and rubble.
Representative Madeline Dean, a Pennsylvania Democrat.
No amount of lies, even the most audacious Trumpian lies, can convince the American people that they're better off now than they were 2 years ago.
Inflation at the wholesale level picked up last month. The Labor Department's producer price index rose 5.4% compared to August a year ago. Oil prices keep climbing, Brent crude settling above $107 per barrel today, and U.S. gas prices marching higher too, up another 5 cents in the past day. AAA puts the national average at more than $4.27 per gallon. Home sales slowed in August, while mortgage rates rose this week, a 30-year now averaging 6.76%. And stocks sank on Wall Street, the Dow and the S&P each off about 0.6%, the NASDAQ 0.7%. This is AP News. 25 years after 9/11, Julie Walker has a look at how schools are addressing the attacks.
Telling the 9/11 story has become the labor of U.S. schools now that about a third of Americans weren't yet born on September 11, 2001. According to data gathered by the AP, laws or education standards in 25 states now require or expect public schools to provide instruction specifically on the attacks. Another 13 have optional mentions of 9/11. Several other states have laws requiring or recommending school observances, but the provisions vary widely in scope, specificity, and framing. Columbia University Professor Beth Rudin with Teachers College.
It's really important that they establish a classroom environment where young people feel like they can share their opinions, ask questions, be wrong.
Julie Walker, New York.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.